Our Christmas tradition continues. It's time for Talk to Santa on Eagle 107, WEGH, Northumberland, Selins Grove.
Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107 continue a Christmas tradition with Talk to Santa.
Talk to Santa is sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carbon One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Up next, boys and girls will talk to Santa and the elves at the North Pole through the magic radio on WKOK and Eagle 107.
There are many reasons to join the Y. Building endurance, getting back into shape, strengthening your heart. But the Y is what you make of it, so make it your own.
My Y is a morning swim and an evening spin class.
My Y is a personal trainer who helps me realize my potential.
My Y is a community where everyone fits in.
My Y is where I learned to swim as a kid, where my daughter learned how to swim as a kid, and where my granddaughter will learn to swim as a kid.
The Y is a place for families to go together and for kids to learn that an active, healthy lifestyle can be fun. Children learn how to reach for new goals. Families spend quality time together, and we all build and grow relationships that deepen our sense of belonging. When you join the Y, you're committing to more than simply becoming healthier. You are supporting the values and programs that strengthen our community. Stop in at one of our four branches located in Sunbury, Milton, Mifflinburg, and Lewisburg. Take a tour and learn more about Y programs. The Y is for a better you. The Y is for a better me. The Y for a better us.
So you're hungry, but you're busy. As mealtime gets closer, you feel like your day is slowly winding down. Satisfy that hunger with Taste of Philly and Selins Grove. Pick up or have your order delivered and enjoy their own Philly cheese sauce from different cheese blends. Nothing ever comes from a can. And Bucknell and SU students get an extra 10% off your order with your school ID. Seniors also get a 10% discount. And join Ice Cold Pepsi, too, at Taste of Philly, South Water Street in Selins Grove. Open Wednesday and Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 8, and Sunday, noon till 7. Find them on Facebook, too.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Good evening and welcome to Talk to Santa. I'm your host, Ann Blugis, and I have a jam-packed magic radio room tonight. We got lots of family here to join us, and I got a great group of boys and girls who, as usual, are making it sound like I'm a little and talking to myself because they're so quiet. But you're going to turn up the volume, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try that again. We're going to turn up the volume, right, girls? Okay, well, maybe not. All right, we're going to switch it out. We're going to do something a little different tonight. I'm going to talk to the parents. Come on. Now, I know you can get silly. Here, I'm hitting the switch on each of you. Come on, come on, come on. We've got lots to tell Santa, and we hope Emma is super, super busy because she's got, I just told you, she has a new title. So she's in charge of lots of stuff, including all the elves that Santa sends to all your houses. So we want to make sure... Oh, he did. Oh, Emma will be happy to hear that. So, what do you say we get started? Big, 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 long, long way to the North Pole. So, we have to really turn up our voices. This is the first time it's okay to use your outside voice in here, and Mom and Dad, and they're not going to tell you to shh, okay? Because I'm counting on you. Come close, nice and close, in a circle. I need to hear throats cleared. Clear your throats. Come on. This is not a joke. This is important. Wake up. Are we ready? I'm going to count to three, and we're going to try our new special song. Ready? One, two, three. Santa, Santa, Santa.
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 Louder. Santa, Santa, Santa. You did it!
High fives!
Okay,
Okay, let's see. We got the streamers. Check. We got the balloons. Got those two. Okay, check. Hey, guys, get it down over there. I can't concentrate. Oh, jeepers. Let's see, what else? How about some music? Maestro? That's nice. Very, very nice. Okay, everything's all set for the penguin ball. Maestro, this is kind of boring. How about we step it up a notch? There we go. Yeah, that's it. Much better. Oh, wait, we need the disco ball.
Look at me. I'm the disco duck.
Oh, wait. It's disco penguins, not disco duck. Disco, disco penguins. Disco penguin. All right, penguins, you finish this up. I gotta go to the magic radio room. Hello, Missy!
Hello, Emma!
How are you?
I'm awesome after that great song. How are the penguins?
They're penguin-y. They're in their full tuxedos.
Well, we absolutely love that. Oh, I wish we could see it. Wasn't that great, boys and girls?
Yeah.
They are so happy to talk to you, Emma. I was bragging about your new official title.
Super boss of everything.
Super boss. Uh-oh, but there is one boss above Emma. Do you hear him?
Oh. Old Santa Claus listens to Emma for everything we do.
I don't know if I would do that, Santa.
Everything? That
I'll
could, yeah.
Tell you that anyway.
I would still listen to everything Mrs. Claus says, Santa.
That's true. She's the one that's really in charge. Yeah. It goes Mrs. Claus, then Santa, then me.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. There are penguins everywhere here, Emma. My goodness. We've got to shoo them out back out into the yard and put them back down on the South Pole.
Well, they like to come up here for the penguin ball. I don't know why. They just do.
That was... we loved the music, Santa. Kids and I were dancing, weren't we? Well, okay, I was. Truth be told. But hey, Santa Claus, how are you today? How was your day?
Oh, very, very busy, Miss Ann. We're preparing for Christmas Eve when we take the sleigh all around the world and leave toys for the girls and boys. Oh, so we're very busy.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're going to take a little bit of a break tonight, Santa. Why don't you kind of sit back, put your boots up on the desk? There is a desk there in the magic radio room, right?
Where I'm else assuming. Would you put your boots?
And get ready to have some fun, Santa Claus, because I've got a great group here tonight, and they've got lots to tell you and Emma. And when we come back, our first guest tonight, Santa Claus, will be the lovely Cammie Karpinski. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107, and you can also listen to us online.
It is at this magical and wondrous time of year when everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One wishes you and your families all the joys this season brings. May your time with family and friends be the source of memories that you will treasure all through the years. Your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One would like to take this moment to thank you for your business, and they look forward to serving you again in the upcoming new year. May you have a delightful and holiday season and cherish the old and new memories made. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. So remember as you check your list not once but dozens of times, as you bring out that special decoration or tree that's been in the family for years, as you add new ones the kids just made in school, your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One just south of Lewisburg on Route 15 want you to know they wish you the very best this holiday season has to give. Merry Christmas and a very happy and healthy new year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. Oberdorf's Carpet One, just south of Lewisburg on Route 15.
Happy holidays from your friends at Service First. Since 1975, Service First Federal Credit Union has been helping its members achieve their financial goals. We've been there when you bought your first car, when you headed off to college, decided to purchase your home, started your business, and even planned for your retirement. As your local credit union, we're looking forward to continuing this tradition. We've got you covered, no matter what may pop up along the way. Whether you're in one of our 11 branch locations or out and about in the community, our credit union team shares 7 core values that ensure our focus is always to strengthen the financial lives of our members and the communities that we call home. Learn more today. Visit serviceone.org. That's serviceone.org. And see why at Service First, we're friends you can bank on. This credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Oh, welcome back to Talk to Santa. See, we're having fun already. I promised you. My first guest tonight is the beautiful Cammie Karpinski. Hi, Cammie.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
You look dazzling from head to toe. And Emma, fashion update.
I need a fashion update.
Cammie remembers your love of clothes, so she came dressed to impress. Can you tell her what you're wearing?
I'm wearing a red shirt with sparkles on it.
Oh, we're getting quite a start here at the North Pole. Calm down, Emma.
Hang on to her, Santa, because there's more.
There's glitter on my belt and shoes.
Oh, my goodness. Several helpings.
You look absolutely adorable. I love your outfit. Did you pick this out yourself?
No, Mom did.
Mom did a great job. She knows how to impress Emma, that's for sure. So, Cammie, who in your family is listening? I know you have some family. Who should we ask Santa to say hello to? She's scratching her chin. Are your grandparents listening?
My grandparents are here.
Have they been good this year?
Mostly.
What?
Whoa! Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Mostly.
Let's back this bus up there, Emma. I don't know. Should we pursue? No. I'm sure your grandparents have been very, very good.
Well, if we put the grandparents on the hot seat, then we gotta start looking. We gotta start investigating.
Now we have Emma. She's intrigued. So, anybody else? How about your teacher? What's your teacher's name?
Mrs. Phillips.
Well, my goodness gracious, Emma, let's say a very Merry Christmas to Mrs. Phillips and oh, the grandparents and everyone in the Karpinski family.
Merry Christmas!
That's so nice. You have to tell Mrs. Phillips tomorrow. Did you tell her today that you'd be here on the Magic Radio?
No.
Oh, a nice surprise for her. So, Mom and Dad are here. Have they been good?
Mostly.
Okay. More investigations.
Well, my goodness, Cammie, mostly is pretty good for most adults.
They try their best.
I strive for mostly, Santa. I think I might have to take Cammie home tonight after that one. So tell Santa Claus, we haven't talked to you since last year. How old are you now and what grade are you in?
I'm in second grade and I'm 7.
Oh, my goodness. Seems like a whole year has gone by since last Christmas. I remember then you were 6.
See, Santa's really good at math. Can you tell?
Yes.
How about you? Is that one of your favorite subjects? Do you like to do math?
Not really.
No. Can you give Santa a problem to solve?
What's 100 plus 2,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Santa, I said 2 plus 2. She took it a bit farther than that.
Oh, I'm going to say it's 2,002 or 3 or 5.
I'll look on my phone calculator. I got you there, big guy.
Oh, I think I was wrong.
I'm not telling Santa he was wrong, are you?
No.
So Santa can say whatever he wants, right?
Yeah.
So tell us, you brought this little elf-type person here you're holding. Who is that?
Star.
Oh, hi, Star!
Oh, we haven't talked to Star for quite some time. Hi, Star!
He's blinking his eyes, Santa.
Well, my goodness, that's one of his skills.
So when did Star appear at your house?
In my dad's stocking.
Oh, in your dad's stocking. Very tricky, Star. Mm-hmm. You probably thought... It was easy to find. You probably thought he was there to watch your dad, right?
I don't know.
Emma, you know, right?
I do. Why do you think he was in Dad's stocking?
Mm-hmm. He's keeping an eye on you.
I think Star's watching everybody.
So Cammie's here with her younger sister, Rosalie. Are you two always this well-behaved and quiet?
Mostly.
That's the word of the night, Santa Claus, from Cammie. Mostly.
Mostly.
Well, I saw Dad shaking his head pretty wildly back there, so this is a pleasant surprise, I think. So do you two share a bedroom?
Yes.
You do. So wait, who's in charge of making sure the room is nice and clean? You both have to take a turn and pick up your toys and your clothes?
Yes.
Is it easy for you to fall asleep on Christmas Eve, the two of you?
Not really for me.
No? How about your little sister? Does she stay awake?
No.
No? She falls right to sleep. So what do you...
I fall right to sleep,
Mom. Aww. Because that's a big night. Santa wants you asleep on the night he visits, right?
Right.
You and I were talking. You have some pets. What do you have at your house?
I've a fish and a dog.
How big is the dog?
Big.
Whoa. Oh, no. How big is the fish?
Little.
Okay, I can handle the fish, Santa.
Well,
you got dibs on the dog.
I'll take care of the dog. What's the dog's name, Cammie?
Geordie.
Oh, well, that's right. That's what Star said, too.
Is Geordie bigger than an elf?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you stick to the fish, Emma.
Yep, I'm going to stay with the fish. I'm going to get a little tiny snorkel, and I'm going to stay with the fish.
She's going to be snorkeling in your fish tank. Is it a little fish bowl?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Could you fit in a fish bowl, Emma?
I could try.
So, Cammie, when you're sleeping that night, if you hear some splashing and it wakes you up, you know it's Emma, right?
Maybe.
I think that might be Emma.
I'm going to have to bring my bathing suit, Santa Claus.
She's going to be in her little elf bathing suit. Wouldn't that be cute?
Yes, that would be very cute.
Yeah, let me know how your fish likes that. What's your fish name? What's his name? Fish's name?
Bella.
Bella. Oh, sounds like a nice fish. You'll get along well, Emma.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, so Cammie, school, you probably get some homework, right?
Lots.
Did you get homework for tonight?
Yes, but not tomorrow.
So you already did your homework then?
Yep.
You try to do that when you come home from school, get your homework done right away so you can relax and play?
Mostly I take a break and then do my homework.
You have a long day at school, right?
Right.
Is it easy for you to wake up in the morning to go to school?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Does Mom have to shout a couple times to wake you up?
No.
Okay, because I was thinking there's a special alarm clock, but it just sounds like you don't need that. So, now, and what activities? Tell Santa Claus, you're a busy girl aside from school. You're also playing...
Soccer and gymnastics.
Do you like gymnastics?
Yes.
What's the name of your soccer team?
Raining Dogs and Cats.
Whoa!
So I need an umbrella and my bathing suit.
No.
No? I'm confused.
That's a cool name, isn't it? That's the name of her team, Emma. Raining Cats and Dogs, right?
Right.
That's so cool. I like that. But your shirts are cute, too. You going to play soccer again next year?
Yes.
Well, so have you had time to get the house decorated and think about baking cookies? Or?
We didn't bake the cookies yet, but we did get the lights and blow-ups up.
Oh, I bet it looks beautiful. Are you excited for Christmas?
Yes.
I think so, Santa Claus.
That sounds like a yes.
Oh, we're excited up here at the North Pole, too, Cammy.
You know what would make Santa very happy? A little song. Would you like to sing a song with the other boys and girls? Mm-hmm. You want to ask Emma for a drum roll for the song?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Drum roll, please. Drum roll, please.
All right, I have to see if it'll work today. Take it away, Cammy.
Bells, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Oh, my goodness, that was wonderful, Cammy. Oh, ho, ho. I love that song.
Santa was playing along, or Emma was with the bells. That was pretty cool. Well, now, I know you still have something very, very important to tell Santa, right? Do you have your list ready? Are you all set?
Yep.
What are you hoping for Christmas this year?
A Palmsy and some surprises. An LOL.
She's scratching her chin, Santa. She's thinking. So you put surprises on the list. Can you think of, are there any special games or any movies or books?
Maybe like some Our Diaries.
Okay. And then should we have Emma put a big star by surprises?
Yes.
Oh, ho, ho. That sounds like a lot of fun. And it's time to look up Cammy Karpinski in our great big book here at the North Pole.
All right. It says here that Cammy is doing well in school and she got straight A's this marking period. Good job, Cammy. But now it says here that you could improve on picking up your toys when you're done playing. Now, in addition to being the super boss of everything, I am also the official room inspector. You know that. You've been here before. You better clean up your room, okay?
Okay.
All right. See you, good girl, Santa Claus.
Well, my goodness. Let's take a look here on the big old workbench and see what we might have for Cammy Karpinski. Oh, my goodness. Look at these surprises over here. Oh, and surprises over there. Oh, look at this, Emma. Oh, my goodness, she'll love this. And also, we're going to bring her a bath bomb-making kit.
All right!
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Cammy a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Cammy Karpinski. Merry Christmas. Whoa!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Emma and Santa.
Merry Christmas!
It was so nice to have you here, sweetheart, and congratulations on your awesome report card. You keep up the good work. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we'll be talking with Cammy's younger sister, Rosalie, who's also sparkling. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107, and you can also listen to us online.
I can't wait to go to Silver Moon Furniture.
Why is that?
Well, I'm looking for a living room group, and with my purchase, I hear that they're giving each person a free lifelike Christmas tree. It will look great with the new furniture.
Great prices, I always hear.
Let's go now.
Enjoy the quality and unmatched customer service at Silver Moon Furniture in Lewisburg. Silver Moon Furniture features beautifully crafted American-made furniture. One of the things that sets Silver Moon Furniture apart from the other stores is their ability to customize your furniture with exactly the right upholstery as well as other features. Plus, you can choose from over 450 styles of upholstery, 8 types of wood. Open Monday through Friday from 9 till 5 p.m., Saturday and Sunday from 10 till 5 p.m. Silver Moon Furniture, located at 211 Silver Moon Lane in Lewisburg, across from the Silver Moon Flea Market.
And meet me at the Silver Moon.
Boys and girls, you can see Santa and Mrs. Claus this Sunday morning in person. Santa will be at the Silver Moon Flea Market, Route 15, Lewisburg, this Sunday. Moms and dads, you will love the treasures you find at Silver Moon Flea Market, too, every Sunday.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
She does hard. Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is another member of the Karpinski family. We've got the beautiful little Rosalie. Hi, sweetheart. Oh, come on. Now, Santa, this is not true. She was just being silly. We were laughing. You don't have to be so quiet. Santa wants to hear you laugh and giggle and have fun. Are you having fun?
Yeah.
Yes.
Rosalie, do this.
Could you do that? What Santa did? Try it.
Whoa. I can do it.
Can you try it? Come on up. Tell Santa Claus you had something very important you wanted to ask him. Who did you want to check on in the North Pole?
Rudolph.
Oh, my goodness, Rudolph. Come on in, Rudolph.
There he is.
Rosalie Karpinski wants to hear from you, and he's dancing around the studio, Rosalie.
Rudolph! Get back here!
Hi, Rudolph.
He waved hello.
Did you hear that, Santa Claus? She sent Rudolph a kiss.
Oh, my goodness. That's making his nose blink on it all very rapidly.
Rosalie, come on nice and close to me. Did you hear how happy you made Rudolph? That is so nice. Now you want to make Emma go boing. Tell her what's on your shoes.
Goodle.
Sparkles! Yeah, Rosalie's got sparkles on her boots!
Calm down there. Sparkle. Oh, my goodness.
Santa and Emma, get ready. They have matching shirts on, she and her sister. Sparkle all the way, Emma.
Sparkles!
This could be a bad night for Emma.
Emma, you need one of these shirts. You would look so cute in this. Would it be okay if Emma tries that shirt on when she comes to your house?
Yeah.
All
right!
Now, what's this? Who did you bring along here? Who are you holding? Tell Emma and Santa.
Jesse.
Jesse. And Jesse's got a really cool hat. Did Santa bring you Jesse?
Yes.
Wow. That's so nice you brought Jesse along. So, do you take turns holding the elf in your house? Is he in the bedroom, too? Your sister said he was in Daddy's stocking. Does he sometimes show up in your bedroom?
No.
Maybe not that you've seen, right? You never know where Star is.
We didn't touch him.
So you and your sister share a room, right? Now, do Mommy and Daddy ask you to pick up your toys? Do you have to pick up all your toys when you're done playing?
Yes.
Do you try to do that?
Yes.
Yes. Did you hear that, Santa?
Oh, my goodness. That is wonderful to hear. Very helpful for Mom and Dad.
Well, tell Santa Claus you get to go to preschool. What's it like at preschool? What do you get to do when you're at school?
First, we have to pray.
Good start on the day.
If you start by playing, that's a great day.
And what else do you do then? Do you have circle time? And does your teacher read you stories and you color? Because Emma wishes she could go to preschool. Ask Emma how she's doing. Say, how are you?
How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Rosalie?
Good.
She's good. We talked about a little song. Do you think since Rudolph was nearby, should we try to sing that for Rudolph? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Should we have some boys and girls to help us? Say, Santa, is Rudolph still there?
Is Rudolph still there?
Oh, my, yes, and he's waiting to hear your song.
Okay, here we go.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a little shiny nose. And if you ever shot it, you would say it blows. All of the other reindeers used to call him names. They never let Paul Rudolph join any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, is your nose so bright? Won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
All of the reindeer love him.
As we shouted out with me.
Yippee!
After a nosing near, away from having a story.
Whoa, my goodness, Rosalie! That was a wonderful song. And poor Rudolph, He's dancing on the ceiling again.
Oh. Rosalie, you made him so happy. While Rudolph's listening, do you plan to leave anything for he and the other reindeer to eat?
No.
Carrots?
Rudolph loves carrots, you think? Tell Santa you're going to leave him some carrots.
Yeah.
Oh, that excited Rudolph right away, Rosalie.
Dad, I think we're going to need a reindeer-sized spatula for getting him out the ceiling.
Bounce it all over. So are you going to leave anything for Santa Claus and the elves? What do you leave?
Cookies.
Ooh. Santa loves the cookies.
Well, what would you like Santa to leave for you this year? What are you hoping for Christmas?
A rubber
band. Okay. Did you get that, Emma?
I did.
Okay. Can you think of anything else? Anything special?
A unicorn fingerling.
Okay.
A new fingerling? Mm-hmm.
Say yes, please.
Yes, please.
All right.
Okay. And anything else? How about, do you like surprises?
Yes.
Oh, okay. My goodness, Rosalie. Let's add some surprises, and Emma, let's take a look in the big book here at the North Pole and see what it says about Rosalie Karpinski.
I shouldn't have turned the page, Santa. She's right next to her sister.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. I found her. It's okay. All right, Rosalie, it says here that you're doing really well and sharing your toys with your friends and your sister. So that's really good. It's important to share because then everybody can have fun. But it says here that you could improve by picking up your toys with your sister, Cammie. Remember, I like a nice clean bedroom and a nice clean playroom, so make sure you clean up, okay? All right, she's a good girl, Santa Claus. I can tell.
Let's take a look here on the workbench. Oh, it's right here beside Cammie's pile of surprises and gifts. And, oh, my goodness, look at this one that's marked for Rosalie. She's gonna love it.
All right.
Right over here, some more surprises. And Santa Claus is going to bring her a Pomsy.
Woo!
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
I think it's time to give Rosalie a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Rosalie Karpinski. Merry Christmas. Oh!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, sweetheart. It was so nice to have you here. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we'll be talking with the lovely Elena Willard. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107, and you can also listen to us online.
Tradition that dates back over 100 years. Fisher's Boston Pierogies has been supplying families for generations with the best pierogies in the business. As indicated by many accounts over the years, it is the love they put into their pierogies that makes them so very special. And they're not afraid to tell you that that is their secret. Every single pierogi has a touch of love inside, just like Mom and Grandma always included in their homemade favorites. Fisher's Boston Pierogies has an extensive line of flavors as well as traditional pierogies year-round. Check some of these flavors out. The original potato and cheese, sweet cabbage, sauerkraut, loaded baked potato pierogi, hot cheese and potato, Philadelphia cheesesteak, meatball parmesan, roasted garlic and parsley mashed, and that's just some of the pierogi flavors available at Fisher's Boston Pierogies. Check them out, 401 North Shamokin Street in Shamokin. Open Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. They're also online at fishersboston.com and Fisher's Boston Pierogies on Facebook.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is the lovely Elena Willard. Hi, Elena.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. You look absolutely beautiful. Wow, I wish Santa could see you. She's sparkling, Emma.
Sparkle.
Can you tell her what color your skirt is?
Gold.
Wow!
That sounds beautiful.
It looks perfect by our Christmas tree here, Santa Claus. So, Elena, is this your first time in the Magic Radio?
Yes.
Welcome. We're so happy to have you. Now, who came with you tonight? Who's here?
My mom and dad.
Hi, Mom and Dad!
Well, Merry Christmas, Mom and Dad.
Mom and Dad been really good this year?
Uh-huh.
See, No hesitation, Santa.
Oh, that's a very good idea, Elena.
Evie was a little bad today.
Now, Evie's your little sister, right? Well, she's just probably having fun. How old is she?
Two.
Well, two's, they call it terrible two for a reason sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. They get into things. So that makes you a big sister. Do you have to help take care of her and make sure she doesn't get hurt?
Yes.
Doesn't tear down the Christmas tree?
No.
Okay. And what's your big sister's name?
Maddie.
Well, hi, Maddie.
Merry Christmas, Maddie. And Merry Christmas to the 2-year-old sister as well. Merry Christmas.
Evie, right?
Evie.
She's so cute. Is she always so quiet?
No.
Now, do you share a room with who?
Evie.
Oh, okay. Does she keep you up at night sometimes?
Yeah. We have bunk beds.
Oh, bunk beds. That's fun. So I bet you have to be in charge of kind of picking up all your clothes and keeping your room clean. Mm-hmm. Did you catch what Emma said? That's one of her jobs. She's in charge of room inspections. Mm-hmm. So she won't trip over anything in your room, right?
No.
So tell Santa Claus you get to go to preschool. Wow. Did you go today?
Yes.
Well, tell us, what was your day like? What's a day like at preschool?
Good.
Good. Well, what do you do? What makes it good?
I get to play with my friends.
Whoa, that just sounds like a lot of fun.
Emma wishes she could do that all day, right, Emma?
Yes, I wish I could just play with my friends all day.
See, I told you, she's working so hard. Why don't you say, how are you, Emma?
How are you, Emma?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good.
Now, you hear Emma gets a little afraid if she knows that she's going to meet, like, a big dog or a maybe not-so-friendly cat at somebody's house. What can she expect when she visits your house?
I don't have any pets.
Oh. So it's all clear.
We're all safe.
She just gets worried. Well, you know, elves are so tiny, right? So, like, a big dog, that would be pretty scary, right?
Yeah.
So at preschool, are you coloring and do you have art class and do you any paintings?
Yes.
Do you ever draw anything for Santa?
Yes.
Are you planning to leave something for Santa?
Yes.
I'm
making milk and cookies.
Ooh.
I have cookie cutters.
Oh, okay.
I got that for my birthday.
When was your birthday?
November 10th.
Well, happy birthday, and those cookies sound wonderful.
How was your birthday? What did you do? What did you do for a party?
It was at the YMCA.
Oh, wow. Did you have all your friends?
It's fun to stay at the YMCA. On to stay at the YMCA.
Emma would have had fun there. So what was your cake like?
It was a mermaid cake.
A mermaid cake, Emma.
Wow. Wait, was it made of mermaids? How does that work?
Yeah.
I told you Emma's silly. Tell her just in the icing, right? There was a mermaid on top of the cake. Not a real one, Emma.
No. See, Carol's sticky from the icing.
Just icing. So how old are you now?
5.
5 years old. Did you tell should we say hi to your teacher?
Mm-hmm.
What's your teacher's name?
Miss Cazell.
Well, my goodness, Miss Cazell. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Oh!
Now, I hear you know that Star is here and Santa seems to be sending lots of elves to keep an eye on boys and girls. Have you spotted any in your house?
Mm-mm.
No, not yet.
Oh, my goodness. Emma, it must be Ellen Sparkle is really hiding well down there.
Yes! Sparkle. I'm just kidding. I already know Ellen.
So he hasn't. You just haven't spotted him yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
You always excited to see the elf?
Yes.
Do you have your own stocking with your name on it and your sister's too?
Yes.
Well, now we just had Thanksgiving, so it's been busy, but have you had time to get your tree ready?
Yes.
Do you have what color lights? Do you have lights outside the house too?
No. We
We didn't get to decorate the house yet.
Well, tell me about your tree. Is it bigger than our tree here in the Magic Radio Room?
Yes.
Yeah. And different color lights?
Yeah. No.
No?
Are they white lights?
The rainbow.
Rainbow. Oh, I bet it's so pretty. Have you been watching any Christmas movies? Do you have a favorite Christmas story?
No.
No?
I watched The Grinch.
Oh. That's a good one.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
That's a good one.
Do you like Frosty the Snowman and Rudolph?
Yeah. So are you
thinking about a little song or something for Santa Claus? Well, I'll tell you what. Are you learning the alphabet in preschool?
Yes.
Would you like to recite the alphabet for Santa Claus? He likes to hear that. He'll know you're doing so well at school.
You all ready?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V. W, X, Y, and Z.
Whoa! Now, say it backwards, Elena. Oh.
No, Santa's teasing, honey.
Oh, old Santa Claus barely can say it frontwards.
That was pretty impressive, wasn't it, Santa?
That was just wonderful. Aww. My goodness, Elena. Good job.
Well, now, I know you have something else very important to tell Santa. What are you hoping that he brings you this year for Christmas?
Surprises.
Surprises?
Whoa.
Oh.
Well.
Anything else special you want to tell him?
I think that's it.
Well, okay. My goodness, surprises. Oh, oh, oh. Elena Willard, let's see. Can you find her in the big book there? Emma.
All right. It says here that Elena's doing a great job with her reading in school. That's really good. But it says here she could be doing better setting a good example for her little sister. See, here's the thing. I have a little sister, too, and they watch everything. Everything. And as soon as you do something, then the little sister's going to do it, too, and then everybody gets in trouble. So it's really important because your little sister's going to look up to you for the rest of your life. So, make sure you set a good example for her, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, she's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Well, let's take a look here in the old workbench and see what we might have for Elena Willard. And, oh my goodness, look over here, Emma. I almost missed that one. It's big.
Wow.
Don't tell her what it is.
I won't.
And over here, surprises, another pile of surprises here. And, oh, my goodness, an LOL doll.
Woo!
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
I think it's time we give Elena Willard a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Elena.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Oh! Ho, 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 ho.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, you sure put a big smile on her face, Santa Claus. Well, it was so nice to have you here, sweetheart. I hope you and your whole family have a very Merry Christmas. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we'll be talking with Mr. Kieran Bowyett. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107, and you can also listen to us online.
Oh, what do you get someone that has everything? What if they don't like the color, the size, the style? I was so confused last year. Not this year. I'm buying my friends and family gift cards from Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a $5 gift card free. And the more you purchase in gift cards, the more you get free. And I like free. Plus, they have a delicious $10.99 steak special in November through December. Quench your thirst and wash it all down with a refreshing cold Dr. Pepper. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great taste at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall or online at garfields.net.
Making your list and checking it twice? Stop by Gracie's for everything nice. Whether it's a snowman, Santa, or Christmas bouquet, call Gracie's Flowers with delivery same day. Give sparkle. Give sweet. Give Gracie's to the neighbor down the street, the babysitter, mail carrier, and those that deliver our news. Give Gracie's to them to chase away the blues. For everything to deck the halls, Gracie's has wreaths and centerpieces to spruce up the walls. A gift from Gracie's surely will please and put your holiday budget worries at ease. Grab the family and head to Gracie's this season. It's the merriest place for a terrific selection of gifts for any reason.
With extended holiday hours, Gracie's Flowers is now open from 8:30 till 7 through December 22nd. Closed on Sundays and closing at 4 on Christmas Eve. Gracie's Flowers, 901 North Market Street, or online at graciesflowers.com. Open late to make it convenient for you.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is Mr. Kieran Balliot. How are you doing?
Good.
It's always so nice to see you. And we got the whole Balliot family here, Santa Claus. Who's all here? Tell Santa.
Who's in the room with us?
Mom, Dad, Kyler, Carter, Caden, me.
Whoa, is there any room in there anymore?
Yeah. We still have some room, Emma.
Like a clown car.
Do you remember Santa and Emma? We've talked to Kieran's all his brothers before.
Oh, my goodness, and we're so happy to talk with Kieran today. Merry Christmas, Kieran, and the whole Balliot family. Whoa!
So I have to ask you, have your brothers been good this year?
Yes.
Yeah, they're right here, so that's a good answer. Whoa. They look pretty relieved, Santa. You weren't expecting that, huh? So, you're the youngest. Wow. Do you have your own room, or do you share a room with one of your brothers?
My mom and dad.
You have your own bed. Do you have your own bedroom?
Well,
yeah.
Kind of.
Well, reason I'm asking is because it's a couple weeks till Christmas, but is it a disaster zone? Or is it pretty clean?
Clean.
Clean, okay.
Oh, my. Check on that, Emma.
I'm going to check in the notebook.
It matters how you mean it.
Well, you know Emma's going to peek in. So, well, listen, you still have plenty of time to get it cleaned up, right?
Yeah.
So, how have you been? Tell us how old you are. And what grade are you in now?
First, six.
Straight to the point. First and sixth, Santa. First and sixth. How is first grade?
Good.
Good?
Are you getting lots of homework?
Not really.
Uh-oh. Is your teacher listening?
She teaches me.
Right. But if she's listening, you might start getting a lot of homework. Mm-hmm. Teasing. What's your teacher's name?
Mrs. Felmy.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas, Mrs. Fulmer.
Merry Christmas.
We need more homework, Mrs. Fulmer.
Uh-oh, Santa just put in a request for more homework.
Oh, I was only kidding. I don't mean it.
So who else is listening? You have a little fan club. You have to say hi to some people that are listening.
Hi, Grandpa Tori.
Whoa, hi! Merry Christmas, Grandpap.
And Tori, too. Is Tori a friend?
Yeah.
So, is Tori in school with you?
No.
No?
Who's Tori?
Kyler's girlfriend.
Oh! He has a girlfriend.
He's got a girlfriend.
Well, Merry Christmas.
So, you must like her. She's very nice.
Yeah.
How was your Thanksgiving? Did the Balliots have a huge turkey?
Yeah.
Did you eat lots of turkey?
No.
Did you sleep well last night?
Yes.
You seem a little tired.
Are you still tired?
You came in, you said you were a little sleepy.
You're not
your usual self. You look a little stressed. Is there a lot on your mind for Christmas? What you want for Christmas?
No.
You okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think, how about we start your very special surprise for Santa Claus? Santa and Emma.
Yes?
You have something very special coming your way. And I think, is it all set up, Mom? It's ready to roll? I think we're going to need definitely a drum roll for this, Emma.
All right, I'm ready. Take it away!
I'm playing Jolly Old St. Nicholas. Jolly Old St. Nicholas, lean your ear this way. Don't you tell a single soul what I'm coming soon now, you dear old man. Whisper what you'll bring to me. Tell me if you can.
Oh,
Round of applause.
Oh, and you
that
carried.
That was wonderful.
Oh, wow. That was wonderful, Kieran. And you carried a whole piano into the studio.
Not a whole piano.
Or you carried a half a piano into the studio.
Sounds like just a keyboard, Santa.
Just a keyboard.
Oh, that sounded wonderful, Kieran.
We didn't cheer right away because we didn't know you'd done so well. We thought you were going to go into the verses.
Oh, that was
fantastic.
That was wonderful.
Are you going to take, are you taking lessons or...
Yeah, I have piano lessons.
Well, it sounds like you're a really busy guy. Like, with school and what other activities? You're in lots of sports, too. Tell Santa Claus.
Bowling, soccer.
Football, too?
Oh, yeah, my
goodness. Yeah, I
played
football. I'm starting baseball.
Oh, you are busy. Don't mix up the bowling ball with a soccer ball, though.
Ow, 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 ow. Sore toes. So many sore toes.
That's a very important safety tip from Santa Claus. So, do you have a favorite football team?
Do you watch
football with Dad and your brothers?
No.
No?
So, what was the name of your team?
Tornadoes.
Tornadoes.
You little tornado, you. Hey, you forgot to tell Santa. He's got one of your hats on, Santa.
Oh, my goodness. I wondered where that hat went.
Did Santa leave it at your house last year?
No. Did he? No.
No.
You know, he always has a backup hat. What's on your shirt, too? That's a pretty cool Christmas shirt.
Mickey wearing my hat. Wearing the same hat.
Oh, Mickey looks so good in that hat. And so do you, Kieran.
So are you ready to tell Santa Claus? Do you have a long list? You know, have you given it a lot of thought what you want for Christmas this year?
No, one thing.
Well, then if you only have one thing, can I give you my list too?
Yeah.
No, Santa won't let me do that. Let's just focus on your list. What's the one thing?
Minecraft for the Switch.
You look like you're still thinking. Is there anything else?
Tyler wants me to say a Tesla.
Who wants a Tesla?
Not me, Emma. It's his brother.
His brother wants a Tesla. Can his brother drive?
Can
your brother
drive? Yes. Whoa!
I'm running out of arguments here, Santa.
Well, are we building Teslas?
I don't think we have the patents for that.
Might be hard to pack that in the sleigh, Santa Claus.
Whoa. But Kieran would get a big charge out of that. Oh. You know it's all electric.
That was good, Santa Claus. I got it. Okay, should we add surprises?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness, Kieran. Let's take a look in the big book here. Oh, it's way back at the beginning. Oh, there it is. Kieran Balliet.
I found it. Okay, it says here that he's doing well in school and practicing the piano.
Oh, I can tell that.
Which was wonderful. But it says here. Now that it says you can improve on not whining when things don't go your way. So no more whining, okay?
Okay.
All right, he's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Well, let's see what's on the big old workbench here for Kieran. Oh, my goodness. This is going to be a great big surprise, but don't tell him.
I won't.
Oh, no, this is a surprise. We know that the Balliet family loves surprises, but we're going to bring him a BattleBot.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Already.
I think it's time to give Kieran a great, big, gold star. Merry Christmas, Kieran. Merry Christmas.
Santa, Merry Christmas.
You too.
Merry Christmas.
He's a boy of few words, Santa Claus. Well, as always, it was wonderful to have you and your entire family here. I hope you all have a very beautiful Christmas. Well, Santa Claus, he's been waiting so patiently. We come back, we'll be talking with Mr. Micah.
Micah!
I was just checking. Micah?
You tell me your last name.
Wake up. That's how we spell it. Oh.
That's it, Santa. We'll be back. You're listening to Talk to Santa, News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even your spouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, waiting for a gift from Frost Jewelers to be there. Your wife was nestled all snug in your bed, while visions of diamonds danced in her head. Suddenly, outside there arose such a clatter. You sprang from your bed to see what was the matter. When what to your wondering eyes should appear, but a bald-headed man saying, "Hi, Dan Frost Jewelers here." Dan whistled and shouted, and called from your list, "Now diamonds, now sapphire, now emeralds and rubies, on rings, on pendants, on bracelets and earrings." He was dressed to the nines with a handful of jewels, and with a grin said, "Don't worry, guys, I'll bring you some tolls." And you heard Dan exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all from Frost Jewelers." That's right,
Frost Jewelers. We're located on Route 522 in Silsgrove and online at frostjewelers.com.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Pressure's on, Miss Ann. Welcome back to Talk to Santa. Micah Kelsick. Right, Dad?
Yep. Okay. I got it right?
Oh, my goodness, Micah Kelsick. Oh, it's good to hear from you.
Say hey, Santa Claus. Say hi.
Hi.
Oh, well, Micah, how are you tonight?
How are you doing?
Good.
Well, Miss Ann has some questions for you, and we'd love to hear the answers. Oh.
Are you ready, sir? Buckle up. Some very, very tough questions. How's school?
Good. And I don't have homework.
You do? Okay. Cut to the chase. He learned a lot sitting here waiting for his turn, Santa Claus.
Whoa. Always wise to learn from experience.
So is there anybody special listening to you on the radio you'd like to say hello to? Did you tell your teacher or your friends or anybody in your family?
He's a man of few words.
He is. He's pondering these questions very seriously.
Well, okay. My goodness, I'll tell you what. The elf Elwood says that Micah can be fairly loud. Oh!
Busted!
I don't believe it. Is this true?
I'm Elwood.
Come on. Can you do a laugh like Santa Claus? Let me see if you could get loud.
Come on.
Santa, do your laugh.
Whoa!
Come on, you're having a laugh off with Santa and Emma. Come on, now it's your turn. Come on.
I can't do that thing.
I know it's there.
Don't make me tickle you. Don't make me do it. So, you're here with your sister. You two get along really well. You never fight.
Don't fight.
Should I ask your sister the same question? She's giggling.
I have a feeling it would be a slightly different story.
I'm thinking, too.
So, Emma, have you sent anyone to Micah's house?
Yes, Elwood's down there spying on him right now.
Ooh. No, he's upstairs.
That you know of. Maybe he jumped in the car.
I have taught
my elves very well.
He's sitting on a chair, you silly.
Whoa!
That you know of.
Oh, that's right.
See? Emma has them very trained.
My elves are sneaky.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure he's looking around the house. What's the condition of your bedroom? Does it look like a bomb went off?
Yeah.
No.
Uh-oh, get the caution tape, Santa.
So you're saying that if Emma peeks in there, she's going to trip over something?
Maybe. Well,
here's the good news. You've got several weeks till Christmas. You got plenty of time to pick it up and clean up your room, right?
Yeah.
Is that where you keep all your toys?
Yeah.
What do you play? What do you have? What do you like to play when you're not at school?
I have, a lot of toys.
How is school? You look like you're into some sports. What do you play?
Wrestling.
Wrestling? You don't wrestle your sister, do you?
Don't you?
Yes, I do. I was with my brother, Jayden.
Do you? Okay. Who usually wins?
Me and Jayden's on the same team.
Oh, are you? Okay. And what else? Do you play soccer or anything else?
I can't play soccer anymore because soccer's over.
Season's over, okay. Okay. And baseball or? No. So I bet you're pretty good at soccer.
Yeah, I'm so good. I can.
Did you hear that, Santa?
Oh,
I'm so good.
I'm so good at soccer. I'm so good at sports.
Ask Emma if she wrestles the other elves.
Do you wrestle Emma with the other elves?
Sometimes.
Probably when Santa's not around.
Well, sometimes that's how we get Santa up in the morning, is we start wrestling him on the bed. Get up, Santa, get up!
Do mom and dad have to call you several times in the morning, or do you wake right up for school? I'm here. You wake everybody else up.
No, I don't.
So he doesn't need an elf alarm, Emma.
I guess not.
Now, are you going to sing a song for Santa and Emma? You want the gang to join in? Should we do a little jingle bells?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to lead us off? Ready?
Jingle bells, jingle always. Oh, how fun it is to ride. What is it to say?
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle always. Oh, how fun it is to ride. What is it to say?
Hey!
Yay!
Nice job!
Now it's time to tell Santa the good stuff. What are you hoping for Christmas?
One for egg. I hope I'm a golden one. One big egg and a golden one.
Okay,
a big golden egg twice.
Okay.
No, one for egg.
Just one, Emma.
Just one.
Anything else that you can think of that you can remember?
Wines were putty.
Okay.
Some putty?
Yeah, wines were putty. And mines were squishies.
Squishies? Got that, Emma?
Squishies.
And mines were figurines.
Figurines? Okay. Putty, squishies, figurines, I want it.
And
surprises?
And slime.
Oh, more slime.
More slime.
The toy room's going to be so sticky. Are you ready to go to the big book?
I feel like we're at a drive-thru window, Emma. One slime, please. Yes, big book.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see where Micah Kalchik is in the great big book.
All right.
Right there.
Yep. It says here that he's doing well in school and helps set the dinner table at night. That's really good. But Micah, it says here that you can improve on listening to Mom and Dad. So, Miss Anne, it's elf ear time!
I'm on it, Emma.
All right.
Those are
your elf ears, and they are for listening to Mom and Dad. They work! They work, I promise. So make sure you listen to Mom and Dad, okay?
Okay.
All right. He's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Well, let's see what's here on the great big workbench at the North Pole. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Emma, don't touch that and don't tell him what it is.
I won't.
That's too much fun. And look at all the surprises over here. And we're going to bring him a Ryan's giant egg.
Woohoo!
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Micah a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Micah. Merry Christmas. Oh, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, Miss Anne. Merry Christmas, boys and girls. Whoa!
Merry Christmas!
I sing Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye!
Talk to Santa has been sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carpet One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Tune in each weeknight at 6 during the holiday season for Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.